Girl Version Mix, welcome and thanks for tuning in with us for episode 2.
Hey guys, how's it going? How's it going, Varsha? With this quarantine and all?
You know, the usual school calls and homework and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, school's almost over, so, you know, that's kind of exciting. It's summer break, so.
Yeah. So, for this first part of the podcast, we wanted to address a really important situation that has been affecting us all right now, and we would like to have a moment of silence. As many of you guys know, George Floyd.
So, a black man named George Floyd was murdered by a police officer.
Yeah, and this man died Monday night when police officer Derek Chauvin arrested him and pinned him down with his knee on his neck in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
As seen in many video recordings, Floyd kept on repeating that he couldn't breathe, but the police officer kept his knee on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds.
George Floyd actually reminded me of the movie The Hate U Give, and if you guys haven't watched it, I suggest go watching it because it's such a great movie that like stands to blacks and other viewers around the world. And that movie is a special place in my heart because in the movie when Star's friend got shot for no reason, he was Star's best friend, and Star herself stood up for him, and she also herself said like, oh yeah, you know, racism is never gonna stop and there will still be hate against blacks all the time. And I feel like hate against other races is just nature, and there's nothing, like, no one can do anything about it. But first, I guess we just have to, like, the first step in order to, like, stop at least racism a little bit, I guess you can treat each other respectfully, and then maybe it might stop, maybe it won't, but. And he was such an innocent and kind man.
So. He was a good man, yeah. From, like, different articles I've been reading, George Floyd was a good man. Yeah, so I couldn't have said it better, and I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. This situation's really awful, and I still, you know, can't believe this is happening. We're all equal. We all live in the same earth. Jack Avery from Why Don't We said he actually has a tattoo for equality, and it's his solar system. And what he said really stood out to me. He said that no matter what planet or universe you're from, everyone is equal. And this is very true. I stand by it. I'm really happy that our country, you know, is taking action mm-hmm. against yeah. this horrible incident. It's time for our voices to get heard.
That's true. Well said, Mega. I like it. Claps to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so now all over the states, like, many protests have been started, as you guys have known. Like, if you see the news, that's, like, full. It's, like, coronavirus is not in nothing anymore. It's just protests, you know. And in Minneapolis, people are protesting, destroying buildings so their voices can be heard.
Yes, where I live, there have been many protests at a point where one of the highways were closed. There are many people protesting. Cops came and they're really taking action, which is important.
Mm-hmm. Which is big too, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we noticed many people contribute and fight against this problem. So you guys can help by signing petitions and donating for this cause.
Yes, one thing I want to mention is that I fully agree on protesting, but I want everyone to be careful and safe, especially against the police force, because they're ordered to defend themselves. True. Like, I've seen many videos where police officers, like, shoot with rubber bullets or, like, tear gas, so, like, I want everyone to be safe.
It's pretty bad, so you guys should stay safe, stay away from it, you know?
Yeah.
So we're still in a situation where everyone has to social distance away from themselves, and because of this ongoing issue, we still have to stand up for this problem, and I think it's right that people are standing up. But yes. Yeah, I see on the news, like, people still wearing masks, which is good, you know, they're still, like, you know,
protecting
following
themselves.
The law and stuff. Yeah, but anyway, you know, we're still living in fear, and now due to this dilemma, I think for now, like, you know, we have to seek justice for George Floyd, and, like, And prayers go out to his family and friends.
Me too.
I feel like George will win. He had a daughter, and now she can't even see her dad now. Like, I think I saw on the news or somewhere.
Yeah.
It was a picture of her daughter, and she's so cute.
I know. Yeah, my prayers go out to everyone, the family and friends. But we are fighting against this. We're fighting against the law enforcement to take back what's right. And we will win. I know that. Like, because I've never seen something like this big before, I guess, like, because this is so huge, like, our country's coming as one, so we know that we have allies, like, we know we have people to support us, so
that's
we will win, that's for sure. I'm happy that we got to talk about this and address the issue through the podcast. We actually made this podcast to express our opinions and talk about
feelings,
like,
yeah,
and talk about the problems around going around in today's society. Yeah, so do you want to take a quick break right now?
Yeah, sure. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, for the second half of the podcast, we decided we were going to answer some fun Q&A.
Yeah, we're going to have the segment just to ease things up a bit, you know, apart from the sadness. Without further ado, let's start a Q&A.
Okay, first question. Where would you like to go on vacation? Like, where would you prefer to spend?
I would spend it at the beach because it's more, you know, hot.
Wear
good, like, nice outfits, you know, for the
summer. Right now, I would want to go to the beach. It's mm-hmm. so hot.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I guess the beach as well. Maybe, like, go visit, like, different cities and, like, you mm-hmm. know.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun, too.
Different, yeah.
Yeah.
Second question. What's your opinion on reality TV shows? Do you watch them?
Yeah, I actually do watch reality TV shows. Yeah, I mean, not right now. I haven't watched any. But I, you know,
Kim Kardashian.
I haven't watched it. It's pretty funny though. I haven't watched like a season or anything, but
I haven't actually watched any episodes. But like, I want to. But like, I haven't. I want to see how what's the hype.
Yeah, about that. I have an opinion. They're okay. You know, they're just really just want to get money out of it, so it's not real, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's all staged. But yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever cried at watching a movie?
Yeah, I cried at the end of Endgame.
So if there's any sad parts, I will cry.
Like, you'll cry.
It doesn't matter. Yes, Endgame, I cried. I cried in Extraction. Oh my god. I cried in Harry Potter. I cried in Harry Potter, the movie in Harry Potter. So, like, I will cry if there's a sad scene. Like, mm-hmm. not a cry, will tear up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Do you have any favorite song? Do you have a favorite song?
Well, I like Why Don't We. So, yeah, you know, the band Why Don't We, and I like all their songs, so
mm-hmm. Great,
I can't choose one.
I like the band too. Billie Eilish mm-hmm. is a great singer.
Yeah, Billie Eilish, she's a good singer too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, name three things you both completely agree on. So we're going to completely agree on these three things. Meringue, okay. Tango, Paris or Hawaii, and pineapple on pizza.
Okay, so let's start backwards. Pineapple on pizza.
Yes,
I'll eat it. It's a yes. I'll eat it if it's there. Like, if it's not my favorite, but like if it's there, I'll eat it.
So
it's just like okay.
Same.
Paris.
Actually, Hawaii. Hawaii. Do you like?
I want to go to boats. I guess Hawaii. Yeah. Like
merengue or tango?
Merengue? Tango?
I don't know.
No, I guess tango.
Tango. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more.
I mean, I'm not really a dancing type person, but like if I had to choose, I guess it would be tango.
Like, couple, it's awkward, but you know, if you had an option, you just have to go pick the best one.
Yeah. Okay.
What is the best and worst part for staying at home during a lockdown? And I give a shout out to Sanvi, who literally asked this question. Okay, yeah. What's
shout
the best
out, shout out to Sanvi.
Yeah.
The worst part is not able to, you know, you can't go out to see your friends. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
That's the worst part for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The best part, I think,
I guess,
is staying home. You know. You know, you don't have much. Like, this is the only time mm-hmm. we want you to stay home.
Stay home.
Watch TV, you know.
TV. Like, you can get up late.
Yeah, what other time will you ever, like, mm-hmm. get that?
True.
People are ordering you to stay home and watch TV.
Yeah. Okay. The next one is, would you be are you an extrovert, introvert, or ambivert?
I'm an introvert.
Introvert? I'm an ambivert. You know, sometimes I'm introvert, sometimes extrovert. How about you?
I'm an introvert. I'm always the quiet one. Like, among my friends, like I'm the
quiet one.
I'm not the loud one. My sister is the exact opposite, though. Like, she's the extrovert.
She's loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your star sign?
Taurus.
Oh, I'm a Leo.
Oh, wow.
Favorite ice cream flavor? Do you have one?
This is, like, debatable. Because, like, I don't have one. I have, like, many. I like chocolate, vanilla, caramel. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
I like anything with chocolate.
Delish.
You know.
Deliciosa.
Delicioso, isn't it? Osa? Osa.
It's osa.
Osa. No, that's delicioso.
But since you're talking to a girl, like since I'm talking to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, deliciosa. Okay. Okay, then. Okay. We're not really good at Spanish, yes.
Okay. Anyways, so. Next question. Would you rather have an American accent or British accent?
Nice. Nice. British accent.
Like, let's do an imitation. Do an imitation.
Okay. Hello. Hello, Bart. How are you doing?
Okay.
I can't do
it. I'll say, do you want a cup of tea in British accent?
Okay.
Do you want a cup of tea?
I wouldn't very much like that. I can't
thank
do it.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't.
Yours is pretty good.
Really? Hey, it's fine. It's just, you know, you'll get better at it. Don't worry.
The British accent is so, like, beautiful.
I know, right? It's so nice. Like, you can, like... Like Tom Holland, you know. If Tom Holland, if you're listening to this, you know, we are big fans. We big fans of you.
Mm-hmm. What is your Hogwarts house?
Ravenclaw. What about
Hufflepuff.
You? Hufflepuff. Hufflepuff.
I'm the nice one. I'm the nice people. I'm
the
too
smart
nice.
Smart people.
You're the smart one. I'm the nice one. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I found this interesting question. If you could shop for free at one store, which store would you choose?
Damn, if you could shop for free at one store?
Yes. I was thinking like a store that has everything.
Yeah, same. Like, I mean, everything. I would want to go to like, you know, Daiso?
Yeah.
Very nice. It's my favorite store.
Yeah,
so.
Really?
Yeah, I would go to Daiso.
You know what?
It's just really nice, though, aesthetic.
A store like Walmart, you know, because it has everything. It's clothes, shoes, furniture,
everything. I know.
You can live in Walmart.
Walmart's pretty big.
True. Or even, I mean, Costco. Even Costco.
Costco's
better, yeah.
Okay, last question. What
superpower? How do you phrase this?
What superpower would you have?
Yes. Yeah, from a very young age, the superpower I always wanted was speed. Super speed. Yes,
yeah,
super speed.
I would want to fly or be invisible, you know, using Harry's invisibility cloak, you know.
I would want super speed. You can do anything fast, like, you know,
like
wash
the Flash?
Dishes fast.
Like the Flash.
Yeah, like the Flash, exactly. Like, I wash the dishes fast. Do your homework really fast.
True. Yeah, fast. I guess that's a good superpower. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so to end this podcast, we're actually going to do this new thing. Like, at the end, we were going to do, like, a thing called Daily Question, where we would find any question, like a would you rather question, a general question.
Or it could be a requested question. You know how Sanvi gave us a question.
Yeah, anything like that to end up a podcast, to make it, like, a tradition, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today's question would be
drum roll, please. I can't do a drum roll.
Would you rather be the first person to explore a planet or be the inventor of a drug that cures a deadly disease?
An inventor of a drug that cures a deadly disease, because we're in that situation right now.
For sure.
Okay.
Yes, but that's my answer too. But I just want to say, to be the first person to explore a planet, what if the planet is like Earth? Like, we found a new Earth. Like,
I mean, that'd be cool. That's
cool. Yeah.
I mean,
but yeah, the deadly disease.
But
that's
pretty
sure.
interesting questions. Yeah. But for now, it relates to our situation, like all of our situations right now. So,
yeah.
Okay. So, well, I hope you guys enjoyed episode 2, and we will be back with more fresh content on our next podcast.
Yeah. So, thanks for listening, guys.
For now. Your Ghost Version Mix signing off. Bye.
Bye.
Adios, amigas.